Happy Saturday. With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Department of Agriculture has confirmed that the standstill order affecting live bird products in West Bay has officially expired. Jevy Ebanks reports.
The order, which restricted the movement of live birds and bird products within, into, and out of West Bay, ended on the 21st of December. The measure was never island-wide, but was introduced as a temporary measure to safeguard animal and public health. Minister of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure, the Honorable Jay Ebanks, reassured the public that normal trade can now resume across the islands. He thanked farmers, retailers and residents for their patience and cooperation during the control period. Director of Agriculture, Mr. Wilbur Welcome, emphasized that the order was always intended as a targeted, time-limited measure. He encouraged farmers to continue practicing good biosecurity and to maintain communication with the department. The department has also clarified that there are no restrictions currently in place and that approved farmers may resume normal operations, including the sale of eggs. Food safety remains a priority, with inspections and monitoring continuing to ensure products entering the market are safe for consumption. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Farmers and market operators seeking further clarification are encouraged to contact the Department of Agriculture by phone or email, and updates will continue to be shared through official government channels. There's a big drop in local diesel prices. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, self-service regular gas is $4.95 a gallon. That's unchanged since the last check on January 3rd. The average price for premium self-service is holding steady at $5.48, but diesel is down 7 cents at $5.31 a gallon. According to Off-Reg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park, where it's still selling for $4.79. On the diesel side of things, Refuel has the best value, according to the Off-Reg website, at $4.93 a gallon. That's down 3 cents from last week. Folks on Cayman Brac are paying $5.77 for regular, while drivers in Little Cayman are paying $6.96. The average price of regular gas in Florida this week is $2.72 USD a gallon. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can log on to offreg.ky for the full breakdown. Andre Hind is set to stand trial in March on charges of assault occasioning actual bodily harm and damage to property. Appearing in summary court on Thursday, the magistrate was told that the disclosure remains incomplete. CCTV footage believed to have captured the incident has been requested from the Department of Public Communications, but has not yet been collected. The magistrate emphasized that in cases involving CCTV, it is vital evidence is secured before it is overwritten and lost. Hind denies the charges, which stem from a 2025 social encounter during which alcohol was consumed. The Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions reported ongoing difficulties in reaching the sole independent witness, who was present at the time but has since left the island. Despite these challenges, the trial is set to proceed on the 17th of March, with a case management conference scheduled for Friday. You may know him as Cayman's dancing policeman, but in Newlands, Fabian O'Connor is growing more than smiles. We reported earlier on how his community farm is helping feed Cayman's seniors and families in need with fresh, organic produce, and it's all powered by volunteers and a big heart. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks stopped by to see how this grassroots effort is planting hope right here at home. If you missed that story, don't worry, you can catch it again tonight at 10 p.m. And if you'd like to help or know someone who could benefit from the program, you can email dancingpoliceman@gmail.com or call 325-7259. That's 325-7259. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.